This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Voting is a civil right that people can lose when they're convicted of a felony. But Wisconsin's a state where that right is restored eventually once someone's released from prison and completed their full sentence, including things like extended supervision. But some members of that population may not be familiar with what happens with their rights. The Wisconsin group Ex-Incarcerated People Organizing, or EXPO, is working to educate people in that situation and to change the laws to restore those voting rights sooner. Sarah Ferber is Associate Director of EXPO statewide. She joins us from our studio in Eau Claire. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into this voter information initiative, can you give us a wider look at some of what EXPO does?
Absolutely. So EXPO was established in 2014, and we're part of the Wisdom Network, which is a faith-based network. And EXPO is leadership development and advocacy. So we really focus on upstream policy change versus, you know, downstream service providers.
So what does that mean? Who is it that you're working with to promote to leadership roles?
So I would say, you know, different leaders come to our meetings, and then as the organizer, I try to identify certain skills, and that's how, you know, somebody might go to a training, for example. And then the training that we give, the major one, is the Gamaliel National Leadership Training, and that's a national training. I'm actually on the trainer track, and it's a full immersion for a full week, and people come out changed.
And this
ready to roll.
This is mainly for people who have been incarcerated themselves. Is that right?
No, actually, Gamaliel offers this. So again, being a faith-based organization, they've been around for quite a few years as Wisdom has. So they've been providing this training for quite some time. Now, when EXPO started going to the training, we noticed things that could be a little bit better, we could change, and they've actually been quite accommodating for those things. So once in a while, we'll have an EXPO-specific week-long, but there's three national week-longs each year.
Now let's get into this push by EXPO to help register ex-felons to vote in Wisconsin. Where did this idea, this initiative come from?
Yeah, so as we're out talking in the community or get members that come to our meetings, we're noticing more and more that people who have a felony conviction believe that they can never vote again. So that's sort of where it started. And so we were reaching out, letting people know that they could vote. You know, we've been doing that for a couple of years. And when our local legislator, Jody Emerson, was elected, she got right on it and went and wrote some legislation along with Lena Taylor and David Crowley out of Milwaukee. And that is there's two parts of that Unlock the Vote bill. The first part is to restore voting rights as soon as a person leaves an institution. So if you're out in the community working, paying taxes, you should be able to choose, have a voice in who is your representative. And then the other piece of the bill is that is prison gerrymandering. So you'll hear, I've been hearing a lot about fair maps the last couple of years. So what a lot of people don't know is that when a person's in prison, they are counted in that community. So I'll give you an example. Stanley Prison is in the, you know, out in the country. It's very rural and very homogenous, I would say, with white people for the most part. And then you have the prison there. And so if you look at a map of Wisconsin, you can see little dots of people of color. And those dots usually represent prisons. So now Stanley is going to receive the census. So we do the census, and then that determines how many dollars each community gets. Stanley will receive dollars for all of those inmates for the next 10 years. So we're trying to change that and have people counted back where they're from. So say if a person gets arrested in Milwaukee, that's where they should be counted.
Under current law, when does that person who's been in prison for a felony, when do they currently get their right to vote back?
So they say when the sentence is complete, which sentences include probation and extended supervision. So that's the current law. And again, we feel that, you know, this is a democracy, and people who are out working, living in the community, something like voting shouldn't be a punishment. You know, taking your voting rights away shouldn't be a means of punishment. It should be a citizenship right that nobody loses.
I know there are a lot of things involved with bringing somebody out of prison and integrating them back into the community. How important is it for that person out of prison to participate in something, a basic civic part of democracy like voting?
Yeah, I would say it even goes beyond people who have been in prison. So I myself have not been in prison, but I spent certain periods of time in jail. And I had never been civically engaged my entire life. And getting involved in this work opened that whole world up to me, that even though I couldn't vote, I could go and speak at the county board meeting, for example. And there was other ways that I could still have my voice heard and get the issues that I cared about, you know, in front of the legislators. So, yeah.
Talking to Sarah Ferber, Associate Director of EXPO, that's Ex-Incarcerated People Organizing Statewide, looking at an effort to get former felons who have their voting rights back to let them know that they have those rights and to get them out and voting. Sarah, how are you reaching out to find former felons who may not be aware that they can vote again?
Yes, we've done something a little bit different than most canvases do. So if you think about a political canvas, they look at where the highest voter turnout is. So they'll go to just those neighborhoods. They really are focused on that. We're doing the opposite. So if there's a neighborhood that has almost a no propensity voter turnout, we'll go there. Because the chances are it's probably a poverty community neighborhood, and then they probably are highly policed. Therefore, they probably have some people with felonies that are living there. So that canvas has helped a lot as well.
What are some reasons you hear from people who had been incarcerated about why they haven't pursued voting again?
They think they can't. I mean, that was the number one reason is like they would be like, no, I can't vote. I'm a felon. And then we would have to get in the whole discussion of, well, that's not actually true. If you're done with probation or parole or extended supervision, you are able to vote. And so just really educating them on what the actual law is really important.
Is it confusing in part because in some states they'd be right? In some states, felons never get their voting rights back, though Wisconsin isn't one of those states?
Yes, you're exactly correct. So down in Florida, where we spent some time about a year ago helping out with their voting rights campaign, they were able to restore voting rights to 800,000 people. And that was a place that you lost your voting rights forever. And they were able to change the legislation, and then they had some issues. They tried to put that you had to pay all of your fines first before you could do it. Then they filed against that and found that to be a debtor's prison type situation. So, you know, they were able to do it down in Florida, which is a conservative state, and they had an overwhelming yes down there. Unfortunately, we don't have ballots like that where we put issues on the ballot. So what we're trying to do is just really educate people and have them paying attention to who is for that, and then also calling the representatives, asking the representatives to please sign on to the bill.
And I imagine for some people, depending on the timing, if they went to prison, say, at age 18, they might never have voted at the
yes.
time they come out of prison. It might be an entirely new experience for them. Is that something you encounter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I do have one colleague that is out of Racine, and although he did vote once when he was 18, he was incarcerated at a young age before the next election came. And so he will be on parole or extended supervision, rather, until 2033. So even though he is active in the community in various different ways, he runs the community table type place down there. But he still can't have a say in who his alderman is or who his county board supervisors are. And we really think that that's wrong because we give people a lot of probation.
If there are people out there listening, they know they have a felony conviction in the past. They're not sure whether they can vote yet or not, or they want to get involved with EXPO. How can they get in touch, get their questions answered, or even get involved?
Yeah, so we have EXPO meetings here in Eau Claire every second Monday of the month at First Presbyterian Church. And then the different chapters across the state have different times. They could go to our website, expowisconsin.org, and it does list the times of all of the various chapter meetings that are across the state.
For people listening who haven't had this experience themselves, they've never been incarcerated, maybe they don't have a family member who has been, can you make the case that it's important to bring ex-felons back into the process and get them voting?
Yes, absolutely. There's studies out there that show that civic engagement actually reduces recidivism. When people feel connected to their community, they're less likely to commit crimes in that community. So when we talk about public safety, actually allowing people with convictions to vote would actually decrease recidivism and increase public safety.
Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Ferber, Associate Director of EXPO Statewide. We talked to her today about her organization of Ex-Incarcerated People's Initiative to find other released felons and remind them about their voting rights.